This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hachette, the publishing house, and some of its authors are going toe-to-toe with Amazon. Hachette is in the middle of negotiations with Amazon right now, and they accuse the world's biggest bookseller of going out of its way to cut them out, of discouraging customers from buying Hachette books, delaying shipping on some of those books, and misleading consumers on prices. Bigger is better, possibly, but bigger is meaner, also quite possibly. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
Nina Layden is a writer and illustrator. She wrote award-winning children's book Once Upon a Memory. And if you go to her page on Amazon,
I can see that Amazon is trying to tell people to buy other books at lower prices and that my book won't ship.
Amazon and Hachette are negotiating, and Layden says she is the collateral damage.
I'm finding myself caught in the middle.
Amazon is big. It controls more than a third of the U.S. book business. Now, does this mean it's becoming too big? Jerry Gutman is a publishing consultant with Lexicon Group.
They are definitely dominant, but at the same time, they're not a monopoly.
Joe Conrath is another author. He publishes through Amazon, and he says this isn't a case of the big guy stepping on the little guy. It's Amazon taking on a quasi-monopolistic publishing industry.
In the past, publishing has had as much power as Amazon, and they were incredibly irresponsible with that power. Amazon is keeping prices low. They are giving authors much better rates than any publisher in history ever has.
That's not to settle the question of who's the good guy for consumers. Amazon wants lower prices now, but perhaps slightly higher prices would invite companies to compete with Amazon, bringing lower prices later. That's the argument of Jeffrey Manny, who directs the International Center for Law and Economics. Regardless, he says,
it's a fight over margins. Both publishers on the one hand, Amazon on the other, are struggling for profits right now.
But in the short term, from the perspective of the affected authors, it's like the Kenyan phrase, when elephants fight, it's the grass that suffers. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.